When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
I've got you great.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm eating chips right now. But
well, while you're eating chips, I wanted to tell you about this surprise project that I'm working on, which is perfect. So we're recording right now. I'm doing this little 10-minute daily podcast from Sydney, mostly in isolation, as we all are, and just calling some of my favorite people around the globe, film people, and just checking in on them and saying, how the fuck are you? And making sure that you're okay. And I thought it would be good because 10 minutes a day, we're all like having an existential crisis for about 11 hours a day while we're awake and our screen time is astronomical. But I thought I would just put like 10 minutes into people's ears in a day that has a little bit of normalcy with some like of the top movie related stories of the day, but also check in with my friends. And you, Lindsay Romaine, are my friend. And I wanted to check in and see how you and the cats are doing in this insane crisis we're dealing with right now internationally.
Yeah, I think that's lovely. I'm more than happy to chat about that. I'll stop eating chips before I start talking about it, I promise.
So how the hell are you doing? What's happening?
I'm actually doing very well, surprisingly, as someone who like deals a lot with like mental illness and stuff. I normally would think that this kind of thing would be sending me, but weirdly, like, in the last few weeks, I've been tending more to my own mental health, which coincided with this whole thing. I've been, you know, going to therapy and just doing a lot of different things for myself. So it all actually like kind of happened a good time, honestly, in a way where I feel like I've been able to be kind of like emotionally supportive to my friends who aren't in that headspace.
Yeah.
So weirdly, it's been okay. Obviously not okay in terms of what's actually like happening in the world or anything, but okay in terms of my own personal way of dealing with it.
I think all we can do is be good in our own patch. And I think that's a really smart way that you put it, is like you're tending to your own mental health, which means that you're actually better equipped to check in on your other friends and loved ones who are struggling, because there are a lot of people struggling over many things. And, you know, we live on the internet, so like you can constantly be infuriated, or you can just kind of attempt to roll with the punches. I'm super glad. I'm super glad. How is like work and stuff like that? I saw you write a really great piece on Ray. Of course, you wrote a great piece on Ray for Nerdist very recently, a bit of an editorial around her calmness and that as a guide for folks who are currently in isolation or dealing with the ramifications of corona, which I thought was really lovely. But how's work and everything like that in this crazy time that's affecting all of us film community?
For me, work has been wonderful, and that's one of the things that I feel really, really like blessed and thankful for right now, because I've always had an amazing support team at Nerdist. It's a really good group of people, and we, you know, we all work from home anyway, or most of us do, like, and so we're all kind of spread out, so this is sort of our normal as it was, but now we're coming together, and we've really just been trying to like focus on content that lets people feel less alone, and that gives them some kind of distractions, or that shows them like information about the coronavirus. We've been writing a lot about the actual illness and how it's spreading and just like tips and stuff. So, you know, we've been really kind of talking amongst ourselves about how we're lucky that we're able to both be safe in our workspaces, because like I said, it's how we already work, but also we're really lucky that what we're doing right now is able to provide some sort of distraction for people and some sort of help. Like, I love my job all the time, but it actually feels really meaningful right now. And that is helping me feel better about a lot of things as well. Obviously from a privileged vantage point, but yeah.
Yeah. We're all at different levels and even individual businesses that support us, like, are at individual levels of sophistication with, like, working from home. Like you said, all of you guys work remotely, so that's good. And, yeah, you know, when you are bombarded with, like, coronavirus article after coronavirus article after COVID-19 piece after frustrating political decision, sometimes you want to read about Ray. And, you know, yeah, our mutual internet friend, Bill Gabiri, sometimes you want to read about how he claims that Mark Wahlberg is a good actor and we need to remind him that he is. You know, those are the things that, yeah, will definitely bring a smile to your face and will undoubtedly, and in the news items that I've been reading as part of this show, they kind of undoubtedly trigger, like, there's two, like, crazy stories in the top three every day, seemingly, where, like, cinemas are shutting down, certain companies are being consumed, and then, like, people want to know about Bong Joon-ho directing a musical. Like, people just, there is that one thing a day that is, like, super helpful to people's moods.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've found a lot of success with just things that are, like, how are things that we like being affected by this? Like, how is Pokemon Go being affected by the coronavirus? It's not silly. It is kind of what people, you know, they're just looking for any kind of reprieve from reality, and just being able to offer that information for them right now, I think that's the big thing. Like, we're kind of the providers for people that are home who don't, you know, they may be cut off from, like, conversations and things about how they would normally find out about stuff. And so it's, you know, it's journalists and it's people like us, like, that get to bring them that information, and also, you know, along the way, kind of just sneak in little self-help tips in whatever way that we can.
Yeah, look, I think that is awesome. Guys, if you are listening right now, you need to follow Lindsay on Twitter. It's at Lindsay Romaine, and you can find her there. Dive off into Nerdist.com and support those guys for maintaining nerdy conversations, because I literally now do not follow Pokemon whatsoever, but I am curious as to what has happened with Pokemon Go. It's the coolest get outside as a little kid, like, or as a bigger kid game, and it definitely, with social distancing, it will affect going to collect Pokemon, so that is important. But Linz, thank you so much. I just wanted to, as I was building a roster of folks, I wanted to check in with them, make sure that they were okay. In this daily podcast, you are at the top of my list, so it's good to talk to you, and I'm glad that everything is all good there, and we'll continue to check in and likely call you back in the rotation of this little project, because I'm going to do it until we get back to whatever the hell normal was, if I can even remember what that is.
Yeah, who is she? I don't even know.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Thank you.
It was great talking to you, bud.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, the big news over the past couple of days has all been Mandalorian Season 2 focused. One of the last productions that really seemed like it skated through without any kind of grief. Rosario Dawson is rumored to be cast as Ahsoka Tano, which is a huge fan favorite from the Clone Wars and also from Star Wars Rebels. So seeing her appearance in a live action is going to be absolutely monstrous. Slash Film broke that story. Well done, guys. Robert Rodriguez also has worked with the lovely Rosario Dawson, is going to be directing an episode. I think maybe if you just watch The Chef Show on Netflix, you may get an insight into who Jon Favreau, who is the showrunner and, you know, lead creative mind behind The Mandalorian, is kind of cherry picking to be a director or a contributor in the next one. Ethan Hawke has taken his time out of this entirely kind of self-isolation world to spruik a potential Before Sunrise series movie, a fourth movie that would maybe blow up the timeline a little bit. And then finally, One of the big ones from an international distribution perspective is that France, who's been a huge protector of theatrical windows and making sure that there is a theatrical run there in terms of eligibility prior to going straight to video on demand in the country, which is still keeping a thriving theatrical community in that country, have completely relaxed those usually stringent things because obviously we are now in a COVID-19 world. Guys, this has been another episode of Content Gen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it's giving you a little bit of relief in the midst of this self-isolation and increasing parameters. I'm in Australia. Things are getting much tighter here. Much love to you all. Much love to your families and friends. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. And we'll catch you tomorrow night at the same time.